We're joined in the media center by Top Fuel number one qualifier, Steve Torrance, whose 3.772 second pass at 319.29 miles per hour in the final qualifying session secured him his second number one qualifier of the season, 15th of his career. Steve, tell us about that run. Did you know you were going to put up those kinds of numbers?
You know, I didn't know. I wasn't expecting to go 77. I knew the track conditions were going to be a lot better than they had been all weekend. We had the little shower that came through, cooled the track off, and the air was just a lot cooler. So I knew that we could go out there and run quicker than 78, but, you know, it was not looking so promising when you see so many cars go out and they're not able to do it going 81, 82. So I was a little bit surprised to go 77. The car was going to run a little quicker than that. It shut off early and had the chutes out, and we got to figure out what happened. You know, there's a couple bumps down there, and it might have just dangled that parachute, you know, wire a little too close. But it's been a really tricky weekend. That one pass is going to be your place to make it or break it for qualifying, and the conditions tomorrow will be nothing like anything that we saw right there. It'll be closer to the first lap today, and it's going to be I think it'll be a driver's race tomorrow. I feel that we're going to go out and have to earn the round wins, and if you can make it to the final, you're still going to have to work pretty hard, because these 11,000 horsepower beasts don't want to go down hot, greasy racetracks, and it takes a lot of finesse from crew chiefs, and the driver's got to be on their job.
What did you guys think when the temperature dropped like this? Were you changing the knobs even as you were rolling up there?
Well, you know, we were able to, had a little luxury to be able to sit back in the pits. We were last pair, so we'd been watching the radar after the first run, and we knew that there was a cell coming that was going to bring some rain. And so we set up for those conditions. We set up for it to be a lot cooler and to be able to go out there and try to take the number one spot. And, you know, every point you can get, every bonus point you can get for each round, you need to go out and try to capture. So Richard and Bobby, they had already derived a plan to go out and try to go low ET for this session and get the spot. And we knew what the weather was going to do, or we predicted it well enough that we were confident coming up here. So you could see Hogan, just before I actually staged the car, open up the box, go into the clutch management system, and make a couple more adjustments. And I have enough sight to see what he's doing that I knew that he was opening them up, so we were going to try to go quicker. And, you know, that might have made or broke. Might have been the deciding factor on whether we went to number one. Hell, I'm from East Texas. I say some stuff, you never know what it is.
Yeah. Need to get you to sing Rocky Top.
I don't even know the song. If you could give me the song, I'd for sure sing it.
I'm from South Carolina. I don't know it either.
Amarillo by morning.
So when he's in there adjusting the knobs in the dragster there, are you just licking your chops then?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. And this year has been one of the most fun years that I can say that I've ever had racing. I've had a good time out here and enjoyed it. And I'm more relaxed in the car than I think I've ever been since 05 in the alcohol dragster. You just go up there and you do your job and you drive the race car, and the race car does what it's supposed to, and I got confidence in the team. So when you're sitting there and you see those final adjustments being made, it's you kind of get a little chuckle and you laugh to yourself and like, well, we're either going to go or blow here. So it's like our motto is low ET or no ET sometimes, and I think that's what he was going for.
Did you ever think after last year, you know, you had quite an incredible season last year, did you find yourself saying, God, how am I going to top that this year? And, well, it looks like you're already doing it.
No, you never say that. The only time you say that, how am I going to top that, is when you win a championship. So, you know, you always keep that goal and those sights out there further ahead, and you just reach them one at a time. And we had a goal set to finish top three. We finished top three last year, and, I mean, now we're just looking further forward and trying to stay motivated and try to achieve a better points position and, you know, just see what we can do, what the outcome's going to be. And you can't tell the future. You can't say, well, we're going to go out and, you know, we're a championship contender. That's all in God's hands, but we're going to go out and do the best we can, work as hard as we can, stay focused, keep our head down. And if it's meant to be, at the end of the day, when you look up at Pomona, you'll either be the champ or you won't.
You like the fact it's going to be a driver's race tomorrow?
I think that everybody probably likes the fact that it is. You know, it's it's always more fun to win a race and more gratifying to win a race. Not that any of them are not, you know, fun to win, but when you go out there and you win on a hole shot or you had to outpedal the guy beside you, it's always more gratifying as a driver because, you know, I can't say that anybody can jump in these things and drive it, but, you know, when they're going good and they're running good, they're a lot easier to drive than when they're not. So it's very gratifying to go out, and I think everybody would be excited about being able to get a race win or round wins just on those situations where the driver makes a difference.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.